Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the USDA WASDE report for supply and demand was kind of a surprise on corn, what with the trade expecting an increase in stocks because of exports maybe being reduced. That did not happen. Exports remained the same, and ethanol usage remained the same, but the food, seed, and industrial usage showed an increase, and that lowered the carryout on corn to 1.998 billion bushels, and that's just under the 2 billion bushels, kind of a magical number. But long story short, global supplies went up nearly, I want to say 1.7 and maybe even 2 million metric tons, and that was basically an increase in production and feed usage going up globally. But the feed usage going up wasn't enough to compensate for the increase in production. Now, on the beans, the carryout was also a little bit of a surprise in the fact that it was lowered from 450. Trade was looking for 427, but the USDA lowered it down to 410. And that was a direct correlation to exports being increased, and the same amount, 40 million bushels, and then that went directly into the carryout being reduced that much. The global supplies of beans, however, also were reduced slightly, and you know, good usage on beans, but also we should note that Argentine corn, by the way, was lowered 1 million metric tons, but Brazilian production, both corn and beans, and Argentine beans were all left the same. So the global stocks on beans declined ever so slightly, and so not a lot of change there, but still just a slight change to the downside. And, of course, all of that coming from the U.S. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.